The topic of today's podcast is thanks to Haroon, who sent me a message on Instagram recently, and he wants to know how can you improve your English speaking skill. Normally, I would say get more input, because the more input you get, it sort of brings up your speaking level as well. The more you can understand, the more you can say, that kind of thing. But I think this time it's different, because Haroon's message was quite long and the English was really impressive. So he's obviously at an advanced level. I don't think there's much point in saying get more input. To me, I think he's probably got everything he needs already to improve his speaking, which is a good understanding of grammar and, well, of how English works, and enough vocabulary to be able to have a good conversation. So I think his reading skills, probably listening skills, and writing skills are already really high. So it's just he needs to bring up the speaking skills. Now, this is probably going to sound very obvious, very simple, but once you're at that level, the only way to improve your speaking skills, I think, is by speaking. but I'll go into more detail, don't worry. So when I say speaking, I think there are two things you can do here. One is shadowing, where you're copying what someone's saying. You pick a native English speaker, maybe a podcast, maybe this podcast, and then you copy what that native speaker is saying really quickly. Like, as soon as they say it, you say it. Don't wait for them to finish a sentence and then say a sentence. You're saying it like almost at the same time that they're saying it, sort of saying it without thinking about it. And what that helps your mind do is sort of get used to patterns in English when speaking. The second one is, of course, speaking to native English speakers. And maybe that's not easy in your country. Maybe there aren't too many native English speakers in your country. But that's okay, because we have the internet nowadays. And when I first started speaking to Japanese people, when I wanted to practice my speaking, I just went on the internet. I searched for a language exchange and found some people who wanted to learn English, and they were willing to help me learn Japanese. So what I did was I spoke to them for an hour, and half an hour was English, half an hour was Japanese. Now, the first few times you do this, you're going to feel very nervous, I think. It depends on the person, but if you're like me, then you will feel very nervous. I was nervous about making mistakes. I was worried that maybe I couldn't talk for a full half an hour. And also just talking to new people. That sometimes that makes me nervous as well. So I did have to push myself to do it. But I think it's worth pushing yourself. I think if your English level is so good, if you've already put in so much effort, you've just got to do it. You've just got to finish off this last bit, this speaking part, and then the whole thing will really start coming together. And to be honest, I think speaking is one of the most rewarding parts, one of the most fun parts of being able to use your new language, your second language. I mean, watching TV, films in another language is great. Reading books in another language is great. Maybe typing to someone over the internet in another language is great too. But actually having a conversation, actually talking to someone in another language, that's what it's really all about. So definitely try to find some people who want to learn your language, who want to do a language exchange. And if it's your first time, you can do what I did. I thought about maybe five different topics I wanted to try and practice. And I wrote down how I wanted to say these in Japanese, because I really couldn't say anything back then. I was so bad. So yes, I needed to write something down just to be able to have something to say. So that's one thing you can do. And also, if you're just starting to talk to someone new, then there's a lot of things to ask, a lot of basic questions, a lot of simple questions that are probably quite easy to ask and easy to answer. You know, like, what's your favorite type of food? What kind of music do you like? What countries have you visited? All those kind of questions you can ask when you're speaking to someone you've never met before. So in some ways, it's easier. There's more things to talk about when it's someone you don't know. Now, you're going to make mistakes. And that's good, because you want to make mistakes. Because the aim is to practice speaking. The aim is not to be perfect at speaking. You can't be perfect before you learn how to speak. You have to make mistakes. You have to try. You have to do this again and again and again to get better. So if you're making mistakes, then that's good. You're doing what you need to do to get better. When I started speaking, I knew I was going to be bad. I knew I was going to be terrible. But if someone could understand what I was trying to say, then I was happy. I knew that the grammar was bad, the choice of words were bad. But if someone could understand me, then that was great. That was progress for me. So maybe don't try to aim to be perfect. Aim to make mistakes. Try to make mistakes. You want to. It's sort of like playing around with what you learned. Can this word, join to this word? Can I use this word in this sentence? If it's really weird, then hopefully your language partner will say, you say this instead. And they'll help you by correcting you sometimes. Maybe not always. I think if someone's correcting you every sentence, it's going to be very hard to have a conversation. So first of all, what you want to make sure you're doing is having fun, you know, enjoying talking to this person. And you might have to try and speak to many different people before you find someone that you get along with. But just like when you have a friend in your own country who speaks your own language, you want someone who shares similar interests to you, someone that's interesting to talk to. Now, if you really don't like the idea of a language partner, and you've got enough money, you can always pay for like a language teacher, but maybe not a language teacher. So on the site italki, which is italki.com, you can find community teachers. And these teachers are not qualified. They're not qualified teachers, but they will chat with you in English for an hour, I believe. So maybe you feel more comfortable making mistakes in front of someone who you're paying, someone whose job it is to speak to you in English. So that's another way that you can practice English. There is another way you can practice English speaking, but this is quite hard to do. Depending on the sort of lockdown rules, depending on how COVID has affected your country, and also where you live. If you live in a big city, I think you can probably do this, but if not, it's a bit hard. But you can try and look for like a language meetup, a language group, where people go and practice English. Or you can go to a language meetup where people practice your language, your native language. I remember when I was living in Manchester, lots of Japanese people who came to study English in England, lots of them used to go to the Japanese language meetup because this was a great way for them to meet native English speakers. There were lots of native English speakers at this meetup. And these people already had like interest in their language, interest in their culture. So maybe if that person wasn't so good at speaking English, then the person they were talking to could speak a little Japanese. Sort of similar to a language partner, really, but in person, someone you, a language partner you can meet. So, yes, I hope this has given you some helpful ideas, or maybe some inspiration, or some motivation to help you start speaking. The more you start speaking English, the better you'll become, and the easier it will become speaking English. So please give it a go. Don't worry about mistakes. And don't compare yourself to others. There are always people who are much better than you, and there are always people who are much worse. But we don't need to worry about those. We can just concentrate on you, concentrate on yourself. Go out there and have fun with English. Bye bye.